There has been a huge delay in the process. In my view, none of it has been the artist's making. All of it has been in around issues that to do with planning processes and site location. And quite often, every time that we feel that the project is moving forward in the right direction, there is yet another hurdle. The site that's now been identified is the land in front of the Guildhall Square. I think quite a fitting site in relation to remembering the role of women throughout the city. And now there seems to be some objections from the Environmental Agency about visual impact on the Guildhall and other buildings. 10 years in anybody's book to erect a statue, particularly of the importance and significance that this one has, is unacceptable. And it does lead me to the question, is the will there to do this? Is the will there within the planning department? Is the will there now within the planning minister's department? And I really do think we need to shake our heads as a city and region in relation to this. It's unacceptable.
The Environment Minister, Mark H. Durkin, is from Derry. Presumably he's more than aware of this situation. If anyone should be able to actually sit down and resolve this and come up with a formula to have it resolved, surely it's him.
Well, I would hope so. And I met with Minister Durkin 2 or 3 weeks ago on this very issue. And he had representatives from the Environmental Agency at the meeting. But one of the things, I suppose, that alerts me in all of this process is that the Environmental Agency are saying that they have just put forward objections in January of this year, despite the fact that there has been planning meetings, including Environmental Agency, which is an arm of Minister Durkin's department. There's been planning meetings taking place from 2013. So it does ask questions. Why have these objections not come to the fore before now to be addressed so that we could address them? Why at the 11th hour are they now being brought forward? And yes, the Minister, the DOE Minister, Minister Durkin, in this case, does have the opportunity. He does indeed have it within his gift to act, you know, in the best interest, I think, of the residents of the city. This has been subject to a huge public debate and public petition, and I think Minister Durkin should act and could act